Blake Elliott hosts an open mic night every Monday at Left Foot Charlie Winery.
So you guys give a round of applause for Lux Militia.
It's mostly singer-songwriters with guitars, but tonight there are a couple of guys with keyboards. Blake is a singer herself. When she started out writing songs, she styled herself after Annie DeFranco and other young folk artists. Lately, she's been veering into a jazzier, bluesier sound.
Mama, I'm sorry, I haven't phoned in a while. The truth is I haven't had any good news to tell you. In fact, I am sitting at a bar right now with the drink and to forget about it, losing myself.
And she dresses the part with her trademark red lipstick and retro-style dresses.
I always watched old movies and thought that those women were very classy. I thought that that was what it was to grow up and be an adult. So I think I probably get treated better than I did when I had a shaved head and piercings in my face and things like that.
Blake is one half African American, though you may not pick up on that when you meet her. There's also Irish, German, and Caribbean in her background. Her musical sound is also a mixture. And she thinks it's a good fit for the changing music scene.
There was the jazz crowd and there was the folk crowd and some smatterings of other music in between. And I'm starting to see that change a bit. And the style of music that's being played, I think, is starting to be a little bit more varied.
It wasn't the music that brought her. Blake Elliott has wanted to live here since she was a little kid growing up in Ann Arbor and vacationing here.
The pace of life was different, and I appreciated it a lot more because being downstate, you know, for the majority of the year and then getting to spend a few weeks up here was always the most amazing time, and I always felt the most complete.
But Black people don't tend to vacation here, just like they don't tend to live here. African Americans make up only about 1% of the visitors, a mirror of the local population. John Cromarty follows population trends for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says most Blacks outside of the South live in cities, as they originally came north, to work in factories.
I also think that there's just an orientation for Blacks living in northern cities. When they think about vacations, they usually are more oriented toward the South because that's where their family roots are.
And the Deep South is still the only area of the U.S. with a rural Black population of any size at all. That's why some Blacks feel out of place in northern Michigan. T.J. Muhammad is a friend of a friend of Blake Elliott's. He knew very little about the area before he came here for a job opening as a shift supervisor at Cherry Capital Airport. Outside of work, he says there's not a lot here to make a young Black man feel at home.
You know, I have talked to other African Americans here in town. They say, I can't wait till I get off for the weekend so I can go back home. I'm like, yeah, true that. I hear you on that, you know.
He's joined a rugby team and made some friends, but he still misses the socializing that goes on in barbershops in Chicago. Worst of all, though, he feels he has to keep his guard up more while living here.
I live up on the peninsula, and I got a police officer pull me over, and he was like, so, young man, do you live around here? I'm like, yes, I live right up the street here. He's like, no, do you live around here? I said, yes, I live up the street. He's like, what are you doing over here?
After a while, the officer let him go. Blake Elliott, on the other hand, says her experience here has been positive. She acknowledges that may have to do with her relatively light complexion. And her time here as an adult has only reinforced the good feelings she had as a child.
I feel like I'm the most authentic version of myself, you know. I felt that at 15 years old, coming up here and thinking, I want to be here now. You know, I want to, like, make this my life at some point. And it took me about 10 years to do it, but I was able to do it.
Blake says she might be able to make more money as a musician downstate, but she says that scene is too much of a rat race. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Tom Carr. So let's pretend.